Hello!
Hi guys!
Oh, my bad.
See? You don't even know what I was about to say.
Switched it up today, my bad, pardon me.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area, ooh!
I am Shaquille.
What are y'all switching out today? Must be the wardrobe.
I'm Shaquille D.
Being Breeze.
It's your boy, Damani.
And yeah, welcome. If this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. Love, life, the pursuit of happiness, dreams, hopes, whatever we feel like talking about. And if you haven't already, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. But let's just jump into the topic today.
Today's topic is... Why is it so difficult? Why do people feel like it's so difficult to eat healthy?
Right.
I have two theories.
What's your first one?
A lot of people can't cook.
Why is that your first theory?
Because a lot of people don't know how to cook. In this day and age. Back in my day.
Mm-hmm.
Old man Breeze.
Old man Breeze.
You know, back in my day, we had to cook.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's fair. I don't think it's solely that. That may play a part, maybe like a good 30% of people. But
when you think of eating healthy, it's how many places you could go and eat healthy. Like, just you don't feel like cooking, just go get something that you don't have to wait for.
It depends on what your healthy is, though. Like, it depends, because so in the case of us, like for me, I gotta find something that's gluten free and doesn't have dairy in it, so it's a lot harder to find that. But if you're just looking for like something that's generally healthy, it's a lot easier. But it also depends on where you're located, because being down here, it's been a lot easier to find like healthier options versus being back home. It's a lot more processed stuff or unhealthy options that I can just get that's right in front of me. So I feel like it depends on what type of healthy you're looking for. So, yeah. I do think there are a lot of people who don't know how to cook. But I do think a lot of people do know how to cook. But a lot of people don't want to take the time to learn how to cook healthier. Because as we've been learning, it's not always that easy. Like, for the most part, it's easier. Like, as far as I think in the way that we've gone about it, especially because we decided to, well, you don't eat any meat, so, but for us, we started using more fresh vegetables and stuff like that. That was our way to start eating healthier, so it was a lot easier for us. But a lot of people try to tackle it like they just gonna cut a bunch of stuff out rather than, okay, let's see how we can eat what we eat but make it more healthy. You know, so I do think a lot of people can't cook though. But what's your second theory?
When a lot of people think healthy, they think of no seasoning.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's a big
so thing. Like
they think it's
broccoli. And I don't know who used to be cooking y'all broccoli. But broccoli
is good.
Flavorful.
But I think the thing is, like, I don't know. So, like, the fresh fruits and vegetables, they help to add
a
fresher flavor. But it's also, like, you can still use seasonings. You don't have to over-season or only use seasonings. But, like, definitely add flavor to your food. Because when y'all be adding no flavor, it be nasty. And then y'all be mad because now y'all wanted to eat healthier. But you ain't seasoning it like it was chicken. Like, if you eating cauliflower, it's not going to taste exactly like chicken. But you got to season it, like, as if it is chicken. And that's when it'll be good.
Yeah. And I think the bottom line is more so people are lazy. But lazy in the sense that they don't feel like going through the proper channels to figure out what it means, like what I have to do to actually eat healthy.
Yeah. It's not even that hard. All you gotta do is a little research, but that goes back to being lazy.
Yeah.
Just a little research.
Yeah, I mean, but no, it's and come from somebody who wasn't eating the healthiest. Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit more than a little research, because it's like once you start, it's not it's not just a little bit of research. It's like, all right, I got to figure out, all right, am I cutting out meat or am I going completely vegan? All right, what's the difference? All right, what's the health benefits? Do I try the keto diet? Do I, all right, well, if I'm doing this, am I missing another? Go ahead.
I heard the keto diet wasn't even that healthy.
I heard that too.
I heard.
I saw somebody somebody on Twitter. They were like, a cardiologist?
Yeah.
Cardiologist.
Oh, we was looking at the same thread.
They said a cardiologist said that the keto diet isn't healthy, and everybody in the comments was arguing with the doctor, saying it's not good for y'all. I don't know. But again, even still, like, you're doing, all right, you say, what's the first thing people ask you when you say you don't eat meat? Where do you get your protein? Now it involves you, all right, well, these things are good proteins, but maybe I can't eat this all the time. Or maybe I can't eat this all the time.
This is why that question bothers me. Everything, the stuff that you eating, besides the chicken, it's bigger than me. If they could get protein without eating meat, I'm pretty sure we could get protein without eating meat. Like,
I mean, that's true, but I mean, other other animals besides, but all right, like a lion, it eats meat. That's a bitch.
But we not eating lions.
I mean, I understand that part, but I'm saying, like, I'm saying other animals, there are other animals that eat meat for protein. It's not like just.
They're not eating meat for protein.
That's what they eat.
I mean,
they're not picking no fruits and berries.
I mean, but
a lion.
Maybe I think they have a better internal sense. They have a better internal sense of what's good and what's not good for them.
Yeah.
I think that's more so what it is. And their goal, it's like they're in the flow of nature. We're not necessarily in the flow of nature.
I actually think we do have an internal sense. That's how I made it here.
I said they have a better.
Because my body, can't you? And I be knowing what I be needing because of how my body feels. Yeah. But that's just me, you know?
But Nature boy Breeze.
Pardon me.
I'm not saying that we don't have a sense of what we need to and what we don't need to eat. I'm saying that animals have a better natural sense of what they need to eat versus us, because they are still in the flow of nature. We are disconnected from nature in a lot of ways. Like, we have buildings, we go to doctors. Like, animals don't have doctors. Like, it's not like, it's different things that we're, like, the animals don't get diabetes. Like, it's other stuff that they don't. They're in the flow of nature, so it's like they do.
Question. That's random.
Go for it.
The thing I sent y'all about the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
What color are these animals' eyes? I know tigers' eyes, they fire.
Yeah, they vary.
But based on the color of the animal's eyes, do they have the same predispositions as humans based on the color of?
I don't think so. I think they have different genes. They have different genetics. I'm just spitballing here. I don't know nothing about nothing here.
I don't know.
But I'm assuming they don't have the same predispositions because, you know, they're not humans.
Right.
But I mean, we have the same DNA as a banana, so I can't really tell.
We do.
About like 98%.
I'm a plantain.
I think they said we got like 90% of our DNA is like similar to a banana. Not a plant.
It definitely did sound like you were going to say a pretzel.
I almost said a plant and then tried to correct it. That's just stuff that you learn.
I just started thinking about veggie tails.
Yo,
that used to be my shows, movies, all of that stuff. I feel like I wouldn't like it now, like as an adult, but I was like into it.
My bad, too many insiders. Yeah. Pardon me. Let's get back on topic. Sorry, my wild animals. Her natural instinct is kicking it.
Whoa. Look at the time. It's hoodie season, which means it's the perfect time to grab an Omni-Me hoodie. And Omni-Me means an always me. And it stands on three pillars: love, authenticity, and growth. And this particular hoodie comes in three colors: dusty blue, sand dune, and mauve. And they're only here for a limited amount of time. So after October 17th, this particular hoodie won't be made again. So yeah, don't miss out. Go to beingbreeze.com and get you a hoodie. Stay blessed, stay black, people.
All right, so like I was saying, so I think on top of it being like a lot of people being like lazy, but I think it's also just, it's a comfort thing, because where are you going to get a healthy snack?
Yeah.
You know, where are you going to get healthy, healthy dinner, especially when you like, bro, I'm starving.
Walmart used to be 24 hours.
But even still, like,
you get some apples or something.
But if you're hungry, like, you're going to go with what you know. Because a lot of times when you're hungry, you like, you know what? I'm not in the mood to try nothing new. Like, I'm not in the mood to potentially be disappointed. I know that this thing is going to be good. So I'm going to get this thing.
But then even with that, it's like, if you cook this, like, if you cook the stuff that you normally cook, mm-hmm. Okay, people be acting like the only thing that be on their plate is a slab of meat. Pause.
That is true.
Like, so what else do, like, what else do you eat? Eat that. But just take the meat out. Or even if you eating meat, like, just proportion your plate.
No, I hear you, but it just, okay, so I know one thing for me, When it came to changing our diet, like when you first told me about, like, well, actually we was trying to eat healthier in general in the beginning, right before the gluten free thing, and we just like, all right, well, what are we gonna eat? Because it's also not just what am I gonna eat, it's also like what is going to fill me up so that I'm not still hungry. Mm-hmm. So if I know that majority of my plate is usually chicken and I just have these sides, I'm gonna be like thinking that I'm still going to be hungry if I just have these sides, right? Or I'm not thinking to substitute the meat with anything other than maybe like tofu. And it's like, if you're not into tofu, which I'm not, it's like, I don't really want that. So it's just...
No food to the tofu.
It's just a matter of figuring out, I guess, in what way you want to be healthy. It's also hard to figure out what actually is healthy, because there's a lot of foods out there that you would think is healthy that are not healthy, not good for you at all. So it's, I think a part of it is, it's not only a thing where it's not just laziness, it's not just them not knowing how to cook, it's some of it is literally just I don't know what to eat now.
Yeah, because I've been living my entire life eating chicken, turkey, beef. Chicken, turkey, rabbit, you know.
And I had another one too.
Where's your done?
I can't remember, so you can go ahead.
I lost it. It was. What did y'all just say?
I just cut this part up.
Bless you.
Blood.
What was the conversation? Before
chicken. Allergies.
Before chicken.
Turkey. I don't know what I'm gonna eat. Like, I don't know, like.
Oh yeah, I don't know what I'm gonna eat. Like, at the end of the day, a lot of times I'll keep talking until y'all figure out what y'all was gonna say. At the end of the day, a lot of times, like you were saying, you're so used to eating chicken and eating beef or whatever, and it's not even just that you were used to eating it, you're used to eating them in a certain way.
Mm-hmm. I got it now. Another reason is like changing,
mm-hmm.
like change is intentional. So if you don't really want to change, it's not gonna work.
Yeah, but I think a lot of us, the change part is hard, right? Because I think a lot of us, similar to how you were saying, we've been eating this for years, right? So now you want me to never eat this again, yeah. Right?
And the people that you around. Every time I went out to eat, feast.
Yeah.
That's not me. Everybody at the table, feasting. Like, you know, I feel bad eating this in front of you. Are you good? Wings? Lemon pepper? Smackable. Nah, but everybody around me was eating. Like,
meals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, yeah, let me get this, this, and this, this, and this. I'm putting sides together to make meals.
Yeah, but all right, let's be real here, right? You eat all as is, right? If I'm the person who's like, all right, I'm eating wings and fries. You like, all right, just take away the stuff that you take away the meat, eat the sides. If I just eat some fries, I'm gonna be hungry in 20 minutes. But you would be hungry in 20 minutes.
Nah, but you have to get you. If you just eat the fries, you didn't substitute the meat.
I hear you. But so I think for the average person, you're like, bro, I just like what? Let's take it to Thanksgiving. Everything else is on the plate. But if I don't have the meat, pause. Right? Arby's, we don't have the meat. If I have all of the sides, and it's like, all right. So most people are not thinking, let me triple up on the sides.
Right?
They're like, bro, you want me to just eat this and not, like, you want me to just eat this? Like, I'm gonna be hungry. Usually, the meat is the focal point, and then you have the sides. You're not even really putting that much sides on the side. It's like, I'm gonna just put a small portion of this, small portion of this, small portion of this, big piece of meat. Pause. Big slab of meat. Pause. So I think it is a shift, but it's a hard shift, because how are you? Most of the time, we're used to eating the way we're eating, and especially if you're eating to be full versus like overeating, which a lot of us do.
Yeah, I still be overeating.
Yeah, and it's like you have to also train yourself to be like, all right, this is. I'm actually satisfied here. I don't need to eat more.
Right, I definitely agree. And that's what I was saying with like the people around you. If you're the only person trying to make the change, it makes it that much harder to actually make the change, just because everybody is eating how you used to eat or how you would normally eat.
And I will also say, like, healthy eating doesn't just look one way either.
Right.
So like a lot of times, what we get in our mind or what we picture when people say to be healthy is automatic, like to be vegetarian or be vegan, when it's not only that. It's like, if you do decide to eat, still eat meat, or if you decide to be pescatarian and just do seafood, it's like, you just knowing what actually is good for you, what's not good for you, like eating for your blood type or your body type, or and just like different things like that. Like, you have to pay attention to more than just whether or not I have meat on my plate, because you can just have like a bunch of sides, but it could be a bunch of sides that really aren't doing anything, or it could just be a bunch of starches, and then you don't have a balanced meal. And like, that's what I'm learning right now, is like to make sure I'm getting the vitamins that I need by having the different things on my plate.
And what I was going to say with that was, that's another reason why I think it's challenging for people to eat healthy, is because it's so individual based. It's like, what's healthy for you is not healthy for me.
Right.
All the time. Like, you could, like, some people, you may be able to eat as much cauliflower as you want. Me, if I eat too much cauliflower, maybe it's something with my DNA, I'm just not allowed to eat. Like, I just can't
eat it.
Or gluten. Like, yeah. I can't, like, so many things that I would like to eat that have gluten, but I can't. I just can't do it. So I think that's also, it's when you have to create a blueprint for yourself for it. A lot of people are like, bro, I don't want to have to do that work. Mm-hmm. I got kids I got to work. You mean to tell me I got to create an eating
diagram
for each one of these kids? Everybody has to be an individual here.
Yeah.
And it's like,
that mean I got four different meals.
Yeah, can you imagine five different meals? All right, you getting spinach. You can't get spinach because it does something funky to your stomach. You get, like, bro, this is a, everybody, when we were younger, everybody getting the same thing. Hey, I made this. This is what everybody eating. Either you eating this or you don't eat. And it's like, there's no exception to that. You don't get to be, oh, he's vegan. He's gluten free. He don't get to.
This is why I can't wait to host a holiday dinner. If you come, we not chicken, turkey, ham. No. Cauliflower. Asparagus. Kale. Like, nah, I'm coming different. Yeah. Nah, but even holidays, we actually be eating.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And, good. And that's the other thing, too. When you realize, like, most of the stuff on your plate isn't bad already.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, all right, I just got to substitute this one or two thing, or I just got to substitute one or two ingredients in the recipe that I already know. Mm-hmm. That's like, oh, I could yeah. The food can still be good, people. It can still be good.
If you want to know how to transition, just check out the ebook. I don't eat nothing that could look at me.
Yeah.
Word.
Link in his bio. Somewhere.
But even going to holidays, my bad to cut you off.
I was just gonna say before you say a statement, and I'll probably cut this and put it at the beginning. So just for everybody's for those who don't know, Breeze is
I don't eat nothing. Yeah, I don't classify myself as a vegan, I just eat healthy for myself. I don't eat meat, dairy. I don't eat anything with eyes or dairy or anything that come from anything with eyes.
He doesn't eat any animals or animal byproducts. Mm. Me, I'm gluten-free, dairy-free, and...
I'm dairy-free, gluten-free, part-time carnivore.
He's partially gluten-free.
Yeah, I'm halfway gluten-free.
Fully so. Dairy-free, and he doesn't eat red meat.
Yeah, I don't eat red meat,
So that's, we have all different dietary preferences and needs. But what you were gonna say?
And just in regards to the holidays, most of the plate isn't even
matched.
It's not.
and I'm this sounds, I'm gonna pause this for, the holiday meats aren't even that good to me. To if I'm being 100% honest, what's the thing that everybody talk about when it comes to Thanksgiving?
Yeah, turkey. Oxtails.
And it's dry.
Turkey is mid. If I'm keeping it in the stack, turkey is mid. Ham is mid. It's not that great. So you think
turkey, you need the gravy. And turkey, it works well with the sauce.
It's mid. It's
turkey with the gravy and it works well with the sauce.
But I'm turkey, if you
cauliflower by itself.
You don't even eat meat anymore. I can't even talk to you about
this. Actually can.
He's like, I have enough experience. over 20 years
of experience. It don't matter if you add the gravy, without the gravy. Like,
you need the gravy.
It's mid. Like, if the rest of the... Thanksgiving is still Thanksgiving if you don't have turkey and gravy. Tell me I'm lying.
A holiday is still a holiday if you don't have any meat on your plate.
That's you're proving my point. That's all I'm saying is that the holiday meats paws are mid.
The fried turkey be good depending
fried
on
turkey
what
is,
it.
Fried turkey mm-hmm. is pretty good, mm-hmm. but like regular turkey is straight mid. And again, you go to Thanksgiving.
See you eat a turkey sandwich.
So.
You ain't seen me eat a turkey sandwich in months. We ain't been to Whole Foods in months. Alright, so Thanksgiving, right? Before you were non-dairy, on your plate.
Need the mac and cheese, need the sweet potatoes. I used to get turkey, put some gravy on there, had a bun or a biscuit.
Or a Hawaiian roll.
Yeah, ain't that a bun? I classify same that thing. As a bun. Hawaiian roll bun.
Yeah.
A little piece of bread.
All right, so if you went to somebody's Thanksgiving and they didn't have mac and cheese or they didn't have
sweet potatoes,
what is this? I can't even eat this. This don't even
I used to look for the turkey though just cuz I
looked for the turkey because I was hungry. I'm like, "Bro, this is extra oops. Give me the leg." We here with it.
The leg.
Like, not the leg.
The whole leg.
Not the leg. Leg. Not the whole leg.
Give me a couple cuts.
Yeah, right.
Cuts.
Like, I need some slices. So
just being,
some
when I was younger, I was extra with it. But as I got older,
give me the leg.
Right. That's why you don't think it's mid, because you got the leg.
No, I know. I've had the skin don't even really be that great. I'd much rather rotisserie chicken than having turkey on Thanksgiving, personally.
I don't like turkey skin, but I like the actual turkey with the gravy.
It be mid.
It really don't be having that much flavor. That's why you throw the gravy on there and then mix it in. It's just a texture thing.
That's the reason why it's mid. If you have to add gravy, it's mid.
It's like
it should be good by itself.
But okay, would you eat Would you eat a Popeye's biscuit without nothing?
Not without a beverage on the side, but that's for my health, so that I can survive. They were, at least the last time I had one. But yeah, like the biscuit itself, you don't need the gravy for the taste. Like, if you need the gravy for the taste, in my humble opinion, it's mid.
Because it has to be without gravy before.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying. Listen, you could still do it. It's just not. It's not nothing to rant and rave about.
It's also
you can't good. Even. When did you have it? You can't even remember, can you?
At Thanksgiving,
you gotta mix it with the other foods.
Yeah, the food go with the food.
Be so flavorful.
The other foods. Like, yeah,
it's also good the next morning when you season it up with your eggs and stuff.
Because you have to mix it, because I can't do this by itself. This is why would I do that? Who just eating? Never mind. I mean, I'm not even trying to judge y'all. If y'all just waking up and eating leftover turkey just by itself on the first date, kudos to you. No gravy, kudos to you. I feel you. Me personally, nah.
I don't know. Like, I feel like I like turkey. And
yeah, I like the turkey too.
It's not my favorite.
It's not my favorite.
I have had holidays where it wasn't there and I was happy because the turkey be big and who be having to finish it up? Me. But yeah, so, I mean, it wasn't my favorite, but, you know, I was happy that it wasn't there and stuff.
I just can't wait to host the holiday.
Yeah, I feel that.
Because I'm about to.
I think it'll be interesting.
It's going to be fire.
But it's going to be some meat there.
Like, the food going to be fire. If I'm hosting it, you know, I have it.
If I bring them?
If I'm hosting...
I can't bring no chicken for the people.
The people gotta suffer. All them jokes they was cracking. Payback. The food gonna be fire though.
I'm gonna be selling chicken platters out my truck. It's like, hey, I got something for y'all. Come out back.
Like security. Don't let them back in.
I got something for y'all. Nah. Take it on your way out.
Nah, but I just want people to experience. Just something different.
Yeah. Like, but I mean,
a different type of...
And even still, right? Look at how long have you been...
Almost 2 years. A year and a half.
But look how long it took you to get to the point where you feel like, all right, I can't wait to host the Thanksgiving.
I was there when...
I was there when I first started. I was like, no, don't do that.
I was about to say the first holiday, probably last Thanksgiving and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just because.
We was there.
It was just a lot.
So it took you an entire year to feel like, hey, I could host a Thanksgiving. Now, think about the average person who's like, they're just kind of, like the average person, if you were to tell somebody it's going to take you a year for you to get comfortable making the food, they'd be like, bro, I'm not doing that.
But you got to get creative. Like, you have to.
People going to be like, I ain't trying
to be creative. Look at all of the steps to that. Look at all of the barriers to why.
That's probably why I like it. Because you have to be creative. Like, I'll just be going in the cab. This is how I started. I was like, man, I'm hungry. I'm looking in the cabinets. Like, what do I have? Okay. Can make rice. Some beans. Greens. I got a sweet potato. That's how I figured out the rice bowl. I got a sweet potato. And I just made everything that I had that seemed like it'll go together. Make some corn, put it in a bowl, mix it up. Oh, it's colorful.
But then if you think about it like this too, there are people who also are cooking from recipes or whatever. So they're like, well, I mean, I already got this recipe, or it's been embedded in me. Like, I'm not trying to change out
nothing. I go on vibes.
Especially for a holiday. I'm sorry. Cooking different stuff for a holiday is... It's a big task. It's very nervousing. Nervousing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's actual word.
I can't confirm or deny.
I've heard it before.
I don't know if it's a real word, but I've heard it
she
before.
She said it with confidence. So
yeah, it is very nervousing to cause nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what it means.
Extreme nerves.
Mm-hmm.
To cause extreme nerves.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but like, especially black families, very critical of the cooking.
I'll be nervous cooking for y'all.
Nervous cooking for you, because when we first started cooking for... it's a little too salty. It's a little too da-da-da-da. I'm like, dang, I'm like, We're trying.
Food critic Bree is step out as soon as
they, but I still
I wouldn't have done this right.
I still eat it.
Yeah, it's like, lacking a little bit of.
Like, this is my first time making it. Dang, I didn't know. Like, I thought
it was a coaching moment, but I still eat it.
What I needed was an actual flame on the stove. Word. We had the electric stoves. I needed like a gas
word.
Stove.
Now we get ready. Yeah, I definitely had gas on the south side.
Yeah, I had electric, so it was different. But yeah.
Yeah, but all of this, like I was saying, the barriers to entry, the learning curve for everybody else. Like, bro, I gotta wait a year before I get comfortable. I gotta figure out my diet. I gotta figure out what was actually healthy for me. I gotta try stuff. I gotta be creative. It's like, bro, I gotta eat. Some people are like, bro, I gotta be creative or die. Like, that's the options. like, what are we talking about?
That's gonna be the title. Creative or die.
But nah, that's really what it gets. Again, I understand because I'm a creative, so like I get it. And I'm like, hey, bro, I gotta chef something up. Like other people, it's like, bro, I McDonald's is cheap.
You gonna let yourself die because you don't want to open up some.
They don't see it.
That's not how they see it. They say, hey, like, bro, I can learn how to be. I can learn how to make this myself, or I can go to Chick-fil-A is open every day but Sunday.
You can't make some sides. You can't make some. All you have, you saute some vegetables.
I'm just saying. I'm not an advocate for none of it.
Rice.
Rice is difficult. Okay.
Yeah, not everybody rice is.
Yeah. Rice. Not everybody. They give you directions on the bag.
They give you directions for everything,
bro.
Sometimes
you know the directions.
People still mess stuff up. They put the directions for the cookies on the outside of the box. Some people can't bake.
Like the directions for rice, I don't think it always.
Nah, it'd be right because I use the directions. That's the only thing I don't change. Everything else, I just look right.
I don't know.
Rice, it's typically a quarter cup of rice. A cup of water.
I don't know. The rice would be difficult.
One serving.
It'd be difficult. It took me a while. And then it depends on what type of rice you got and stuff. You know, take your time with the rice. Give yourself some grace.
Yeah, with cooking.
With the rice. Like, with cooking in general. It. Yeah, like, and also with trying to be healthy and finding new, healthier foods, like, just give yourself grace.
More willing to try different stuff. Now, I'll try just about anything. Yes.
Except before, for meat.
Yeah, I'm not eating no meat. Before, it was like, nah, let me stick to what I know. So that's how I know, like, the mindset of
That's what I'm saying.
I can just go to Chick-fil-A. I understand. And then everybody else is going to Chick-fil-A. But it's like,
but you know, and also, on top of that, the reason why, the main reason why most people change is because they're forced to change. Like, you didn't change because you wanted to, for real. You changed because your body was like, hey, I can't do this anymore. It wasn't because you woke up one day like, I want to be the healthiest person alive.
The first time I was like, I'm not eating meat. I just stopped. And I was starving myself.
See?
This is the point.
It takes a while.
It'd be trial and error. This is why you gotta
figure it out.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not impossible, but it's not the easiest thing in the world to do.
It's not the easy, but it's not as hard as everybody you making it.
But it is hard just because the first step in actually making the change is the mindset of it all. Like, just like with everything else, like shifting your mind to realize, oh, I can do this and that I don't have to throw out everything in my cabinet, and I don't have to start from scratch, and I don't have to be hungry or only eat salads. Like, I can still eat the foods that I love. I can still use seasonings.
Yeah.
Use seasonings.
Please season your greens, your vegetables. Season everything the way you would you normally, like the way you would the meat. Pause.
And use vegetables as well as seasoning. Use vegetables alongside of the seasonings to season the rest,
because you won't have to use as much of the like powdered seasonings, like the garlic powders and onion powders and stuff, if you're using fresh garlic, fresh onions. But you can still add it in there. Like, it'll only enhance the flavor. You don't have to solely rely on that. So
yeah, and again, it's all tough. Like whenever my family would have family reunions, my aunt, she would always, because she's the designated vegan, everybody would bring their food, and then she would have a whole section where it's like, it's like the vegan section. So like it'll be right next to the rice, it'll be quinoa. Right next to whatever, right? And you would see people be like, I'm gonna just get the rice. And she's like, hey, you wanna try it? You can try it. If you don't like it, you don't like, right? But because I think you gotta get used to, also get used to, like, all right, this doesn't taste like how rice doesn't taste like how quinoa tastes.
It don't.
And it got a different texture.
Yeah, it's a different. So it's like off the rip, you're going in like, ah, this is not what I know. And then as soon as you go into it, it's like, oh, this is really not what I know. You want me to eat this all the time when I like this?
Yes. It's a mindset thing. Like,
it is.
The switch, I'm more open. Like, I'm a lot more open to experiencing life.
Yeah. Like, I think one thing that I will say for people who are, you know, working toward eating healthier, when you substitute something for something else,
don't expect it to taste like.
I was about to say that. Don't go into expecting it to taste exactly like the thing that you're substituting for. Like, if you're doing like a tofurkey or whatever for actual turkey, don't expect it to taste exactly like turkey. If you're doing oyster mushrooms instead of like chicken tenders, expect it to taste exactly like chicken, especially not the very first time. You can have chicken elements like in there. It'll be, you can get it close to it. Sometimes you can get it to taste exactly kind of like it.
Shout out Vegan Breed.
You could, but also like that's the only way to open up your mind. If you're expecting it to taste exactly like the thing, you're not. As soon as you taste it, you're not going to want it because you're going to be processing in your mind that it doesn't taste like the thing that you wanted. And,
but if you're on the verge of starving, or your mind shouldn't be on that.
I mean, but if they're probably not, they're probably not on the verge of starving. But like, just keep that in mind. Like, no matter how much somebody's going to tell you that this thing tastes exactly like chicken, it's not going to taste exactly like chicken.
Mm-hmm. They've been out the game for a long time. That's
a lot of it is that.
Tastes like chicken.
But then also, like, on your first try, you're not going to think that it tastes remotely even similar to chicken because you're expecting it to taste exactly like chicken.
Yeah.
But so yeah, just keep that in mind. But it's really like a mindset shift. I think we should have a part two on this topic. I feel like we should cut it here, but I feel like we should have a part two. So we're gonna come back to y'all with some more insight into the healthy eating life, and maybe we'll do some more like tips in the next episode on healthy eating. It may not be the very next episode, but we'll have a part two on this topic coming soon to you guys. Did you guys have any final thoughts before we roll up out of here?
Take your time, you know. Start by making stuff that you like just a little bit healthier. I think that's the main thing. And then just go from there. You don't gotta just cold turkey with the cold turkey. Like, you know.
Cold turkey on the cold.
You got anything?
I support your healthy living. I support you wholeheartedly. 100%.
And, what I'll leave you guys with is to make sure you're eating healthy according to your lifestyle and according to your body type, your blood type, whatever your body needs. Everybody's healthy eating and healthy lifestyle is not the same as the next person's, as you can see from us sitting right here. But you can do it. Just work on your mindset and go slow, like Damani said. And we're here to support you. So comment below if you have issues eating healthy. But don't forget to like, share, subscribe, hit the notification bell. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And we'll see y'all next time. Bye!
Adios!